Welcome to Alton Universe Top 40. My name is John McMullen. For the next hour, we will listen to some records, talk about chart positions, and make some good-hearted adjustments that time and taste demand. On today's installment, we will hear the first number one song that the RSO record company ever had. 4 years after one of the world's most celebrated guitarists gave them their first trip to the top, that legendary label would reel off an unbelievable 21 consecutive weeks in the number one position. For our little slice of heaven at number seven, we examine a world-class vocal performance on the Duke label by an artist that hit the Soul Top 40 an amazing 51 times. His initial contract with Duke was so bad that his first several hits happened while he was making half a penny per vinyl single sold. Later, we will present a classic track by the Rolling Stones that is played on satellite radio today like it was a top 10 hit in the United States. In reality, this hard-rocking single didn't even make the top 40 in Billboard. Finally, for our Hall of Perfection track, we will appreciate the amazing ear possessed by a young female rocker who heard an obscure glam rock song on television once and decided that she could cover it and take it to the top. She did. But first, just as we do each week, we hit it with a single that at some point was perched at number 40. Some of these were on the way up, some were on the way down. Some hit number 40 for a one-week peak and then were passed by. What kind of number 40 do we have today? Well, we start on our way with a song originally written for John Sebastian of the Love and Spoonful by Dan Peek and his then-girlfriend, Catherine Mayberry. By the time that Sebastian turned the song down, Dan and his girlfriend were married, with Dan's own band doing quite well. With the legendary George Martin producing and playing keyboards and Jeff Emmerich engineering, Dan and his bandmates entered Air Studios in London and, with that same song that John Sebastian turned down, ended up with a top five hit.
This is for all the lonely people thinking that life has passed them by. Don't give up until you from the silver cup and ride that highway in the sky. This is for all the single people thinking that love has let them dry. Don't give up until you drink from the silver cup. You never know until you try. Well, I'm on my way. Yes, I'm back to stay. Well, I'm on my way back home. Get it.
Spending a week at number 40 in Record World on its way up to number 9 on that survey, as well as number 10 in Cashbox and number 5 in Billboard, that was Dan Peek, Jerry Beckley, and Dewey Bunnell, collectively known as America and Lonely People.
Alt Universe Top 40!
At number 20, we are back to the legendary Memphis act that received critical praise for their very first album back in 1977, Wanna Meet the Scruffs. As we mentioned a few months back, the late, great Jim Dickinson heard the playback of that album and predicted that it would take the radio by storm. Unfortunately, the album never found the huge audience that it deserved, but that did not stop Stephen Burns and company. After a temporary breakup in 1981, they regrouped and forged ahead, continuing to record, releasing 8 more albums over the next 20 years. With the song This Can't Go On, the Scruffs appeared alongside Material Issue, The Greenberry Woods, The Beat, and me on the celebrated compilation album Yellow Pills Volume 3. Here they are with yet another song recorded at Ardent in Memphis, co-produced by Stephen Burns and Adam Hill, Malibu Woman. Very least should have reached number 20 in Billboard, Cashbox, and Music Week UK. Those were the Scruffs and the mono single mix of Malibu Woman, a track that has received recurrent spins on WEVL Memphis and WUMS Oxford, Mississippi.
This one went to 11.
My name is John McMullen, and this is Alt Universe Top 40. At number 11, we have yet another successful album track and single produced by the legendary Alan Parsons. Coming off successful projects with Pink Floyd and Pilot, Alan Parsons entered the hallowed halls of Abbey Road Studios in January 1976 with British singer-songwriter Al Stewart. Amazingly, Stewart had every note of the album's 9 tracks completed and arranged prior to writing even the first set of lyrics. In an interview with Canadian music writer and media personality Barry Livingston, Stewart described how he completed the music in full, including all orchestrations, and then sat down and put lyrics to that music. Sometimes this resulted in several different titles for the same composition. For this particular song, he wisely chose the lyrics that ultimately told the story of a mysterious woman in an exotic market.
On a morning from a forgot movie, in a country where they turn back time, you go strolling through the crowd like Pete DeLauro contemplating a crime. She comes out of the sun in a silk dress, running like a watercolor in the rain. Don't bother asking for explanation, she'll just tell you that she came in the year of the cat. She doesn't give you time for questions as she locks up your arms and hers, and you follow to your sense of which direction completely disappears. By the blue tiled walls near the market stalls, there's a hidden door she leads you to. These days she says, I feel my life just like a river running through the year of the cat.
Spending a week at number 11 on its way up to number 8 in the United States, number 7 in Belgium, and number 3 in Canada. That was British singer-songwriter Al Stewart and his album rock classic produced by Alan Parsons, Year of the Cat. In addition to Stewart on vocals and keyboards, the superb backing track put together by Parsons for this record featured Peter White on acoustic guitar, Tim Renwick on electric guitar, Bruce Thomas of The Attractions on bass, and Phil Kinsey on saxophone. At number 10, we have another album track by that four-man rock act from 1979 that, at first, appeared to be heading for several top 40 hits in the vein of Sweet or The Knack. Led by Paul Collins, The Beat released their debut album on Columbia Records, and following that appearance on American Bandstand that we discussed a few months back, started receiving airplay on influential FM stations. According to Record World, WYDD Pittsburgh, WCMF Rochester, and KSHE St. Louis all played multiple selections from that debut LP by The Beat. One of those tracks was this melodic rock classic, Different Kind of Girl.
Oh, I wanna be with you all of the time. She's a different kind of girl. She's a different kind of girl. I fell in love with you. It didn't take too long. She's a different kind of girl. I could belong to you if you take the time. She's a different kind of girl. Does what she wants to do and says what she wants to say. She's a different kind of girl. Goes where she wants to go and says what she wants to say.
Different Kind of Girl, a song that should have reached the top 10 in Billboard, Cashbox, and Record World, that was the four-man band known as The Beat, who, a few years later, appeared alongside the Scruffs on Yellow Pills Volume 3.
Number nine.
At number nine, we have a cover song by the legendary rock guitarist who became the first recording act on RSO Records to hit number one. A few years after this reggae rock classic hit the top, the RSO label experienced an unprecedented chart run of 6 straight number one songs, 21 consecutive weeks at number one, and 9 number one singles during the same chart year. And here is the single that was the first to put that famous logo in the number one position.
I shot the sheriff, but I did not shoot the deputy. I shot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot the deputy. All around in my hometown, they're trying to track me down. They
killing of a deputy, for the life of a deputy. Well, I say,
I shot the sheriff,
but I swear it was in self-defense.
I shot the sheriff. I swear it was in self-defense. I shot the sheriff,
but I swear it was in self-defense. Freedom came my way one day, and I started out in town there. All of a sudden I see sheriff. So I shot it down. I swear
I shot the sheriff,
but I did not shoot the deputy.
I shot the sheriff,
but I did not the deputy. Reflexes got the better of me, and what is to be must be. Every day the bucket goes to the well, but one day the bottom will drop out. Yes, one day the bottom will drop out.
Spending a week at number 9 in Cashbox on its way up to number 1 in Cashbox, Billboard, and Record World, that was Eric Clapton and his cover of Bob Marley's I Shot the Sheriff, a track that was produced by Tom Dowd at Criteria Studios in Miami during the spring of 1974, featuring Carl Radle on bass and the distinctive background vocals of Yvonne Elliman.
Alt-Universe Top 40!
Number 8.
Now we are up to a selection that is modern and great and should have reached number 8. It is a bluesy jazz selection by a female vocalist that recorded for New Pants Productions, Kathy Watson. When it came time for the label to release Kathy's 2008 album Come to Me, promotional copies of the single were released to album-oriented radio on Jim Nelson's compilation CD, A Taste of AAA. That particular crop of songs was particularly strong, with Kathy appearing next to Sister Hazel, Widespread Panic, and OAR. Those big touring acts did not intimidate her. Her voice cut right through, getting airplay on college radio and freeform stations.
I was broken and battered, torn. I gave you something to hold when I let you in. Yeah, 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 yeah. I let you in.
Selection that was both modern and great. That was Kathy Watson at number 8 and her smoldering jazz vocal, You Let Me In.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Now we are up to our little slice of heaven at number 7. It is a pop R&B hybrid from 1960 performed by one of the original Beale Streeters, Bobby Blue Bland. Robert Calvin Brooks was born on January 27, 1930, in the tiny town of Barrettville, Tennessee, near the Tipton and Shelby County line. Shortly after he was born, his father abandoned the family. Because his stepfather, Leroy Bridgeforth, was sometimes known as Leroy Bland, young Robert was given the last name Bland. In order to help provide for his family, young Robert was removed from school in the third grade and began working in the fields. When he was 17, his mother moved to Memphis and took Robert with her. It was in Memphis that his musical talent began to shine. He sang in a local gospel group called the Miniatures and became part of an informal gathering of blues-oriented artists called the Beale Streeters that also included Johnny Ace, Junior Parker, and B.B. King. After working diligently on his music, Robert was signed to Modern Records by A&R man Ike Turner. While he immediately began recording and having moderate success, his career was halted for 2 years when he was drafted into the military. While he was serving, he performed in a band that also included Eddie Fisher. Once he was discharged, he caught up with his fellow Beale Streeters. By then, in 1954, Johnny Ace was having success at Duke Records. With a terrible contract that paid him only a half a cent per record sold, Robert, who was now going by the name Bobby Blue Bland, started releasing records. He toured constantly for a few years, and by 1957 had a number one single on the R&B survey, Farther Up the Road. By 1960, Bobby had accumulated 5 R&B top tens and had scraped the bottom rungs of the pop charts twice. His only trip into the pop top 20 was in 1964, the very same week that the Beatles held down the top 5 positions. As time passed, Bobby continued to hit regularly on the R&B chart, later called the Soul Chart. Duke Records was absorbed by ABC Records, and Bobby's legendary voice began receiving the praise it deserved. By the time he passed away in 2013, he had graced the Soul Top 40 51 times. Here he is with our little slice of heaven at number 7, Hold Me Tenderly.
Place your lips.
Place your lips.
Close to mine.
Close to mine.
I'm gonna love you till the end of time.
End of time.
Come on and hold me tenderly. Oh, darling, hold me tenderly. Cheek to cheek.
Cheek to cheek.
Toe to toe.
Toe to toe.
Squeeze me gently. Come on and hold me tenderly. Oh, darling, hold me tenderly.
Tenderly.
This heart of mine beats just for you. true. Come on and hold me tenderly. Your lips close to mine. You know I'm gonna love you till the end of time. Come on and hold me tenderly. Oh, darling, hold me, yeah, tenderly.
With our little slice of heaven at number 7, that was the classy gentleman that my son Ben and I were fortunate enough to actually meet on Beale Street, Bobby Blue Bland, and his B-side from April of 1960 that should have been an A-side, Hold Me Tenderly. Since our last broadcast, we have received messages from all around the world. Jürgen from Berlin heard our 6070 broadcast on his NRD 525G receiver with 20-meter long wire. He reports 35343 and states that he was hearing us for the first time. He loved the music and the information and is happy that we are on shortwave. Well, Jürgen, we are thrilled to hear from you, and we hope that you hear lots of music you like on our show and all over the airwaves. Daniel from Portugal found us on Mixcloud and actually reposted an air check of one of our shows to his followers. Thank you, Daniel, for your amazing support. We cannot thank you enough for reposting our show to your social network. We send you our best regards, and we hope that you continue to hear music you like on Mixcloud. Can you hear us? If you can, please send your questions, comments, and reception reports to us in an email addressed to john@altuniversetop40.com. We would love to hear from you.
This is Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 6.
Now we are up to our bonus hit at number 6, awarded to an act that has placed at least 6 albums into the top 40 of the album charts. Today's brilliant vocalist certainly qualifies, as she has released 13 top 40 albums, with 3 that have hit number 1. Several weeks ago, we played the song Mad Love by the Cretones, stating that it should have reached number 3 on the 3 major American charts. Today, we have the very same song, which, on the album charts, actually did reach number 3. The album, also titled Mad Love, debuted on the Billboard album charts at number 5, and on the strength of 3 hit singles, peaked at number 3. The album's success led to this vocalist being named the Billboard number 1 female vocalist of the year for the 4th time. Produced by Peter Asher and featuring Cretones leader Mark Goldenberg on rhythm guitar, here is Linda Ronstadt and the title track from her 7th consecutive million-selling album.
If I can't get away from you, what am I gonna do? 'Cause you hit me just like a dream. We'll be right back.
with our bonus hit at number 6. That was Linda Ronstadt and Mad Love, a track that, in addition to Mark Goldenberg, featured Bill Payne on keyboards, Dan Dugmore on lead guitar, Russ Kunkel on drums, and Waddy Wachtel on backing vocals. My name is John McMullen, and this is Alt Universe Top 40. A couple of weeks ago, we mentioned the musical genius Terry Manning, the engineer who recorded the famous string part of Ain't No Sunshine by Bill Withers. Today, at number 5, we have another recording that was produced by Terry Manning. This snot rock cover version of the Johnny Cash classic I Walk the Line was released on the Ardent label in May of 1974 by the now legendary Memphis group known as the Hot Dogs. While their single did receive airplay on Freeform FM stations across the country, some radio listeners incorrectly assumed that they were hearing a new Brownsville Station record. In the U.S. and in England, that was Bill Rennie, Greg Reading, Fred Prouty, and the ever-present Jack Holder, collectively known as the Hot Dogs, and I Walk the Line.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 4.
Now we are up to number 4, which means that we are going to play a selection that did significantly better on the British charts than it did in the United States. Today's single certainly did that, charting 27 notches higher in England than in the U.S. It is a track that has continued to receive airplay on classic rock radio stations all over the world, and it is streamed as if it were a number 1 hit on most streaming services. However, in reality, the chart action on this impressive song was disappointing. In the United States, it was particularly sluggish. It was released as a single on August 31, 1968, just a few days after the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, which was marred by violence. When promotional copies were distributed, every radio station in Chicago refused to play it for fear that it would incite more violence. With no support from tastemaker stations such as WLS and WCFL, the record stalled on the Billboard survey at number 48. In Cashbox, it did a little better, reaching number 30. Of their unofficial ban, Mick Jagger stated, quote, "The radio stations that banned the song told me that Street Fighting Man was subversive. Of course it's subversive, we said. It's stupid to think that you can start a revolution with a record. I wish you could," close quote. In their native England, the single hit number 21, a chart number that some British music writers have attributed to their record label's inexplicable delay in releasing the record. Jagger on vocals and maracas, Keith Richards on guitars and bass, Brian Jones on sitar and tambura, Charlie Watts on drums, and guests Nicky Hopkins on piano and Dave Mason on the Indian double reed instrument known as the shanai. Those were the Rolling Stones and a single that should have reached number 4 in both the U.S. and in England, Street Fighting Man.
Making changes that time and taste demand. This is Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 3.
Now we're up to our 3 from way downtown. And today we're talking about downtown Peoria, Illinois, home of that singer-songwriter we have featured on the show twice before, Dan Fogelberg. Dan Fogelberg was born on August 13, 1951 in Peoria to Margaret and Lawrence Fogelberg and was the youngest of their 3 sons. His mother, a Scottish immigrant, was a classically trained pianist and his father, of Swedish descent, was a band director. As he was growing up, the young Fogelberg played with a couple of different local groups around the Peoria area, covering both guitar and piano. After he graduated high school, he attended the University of Illinois, where he joined a Champaign-based band, The Ship. In addition to his gigs with The Ship, Fogelberg began playing solo acoustic gigs. During one of these performances, he was discovered by Irving Azoff, the artist management specialist that was working with another act with University of Illinois ties, REO Speedwagon. While Fogelberg's first album was not originally a success, his second album, Souvenirs, was a true breakthrough. Released on the Epic label, it was produced by Irving Azoff client Joe Walsh and engineered by Eagles producer and engineer Bill Simzik. The album featured guest acoustic guitarist Jerry Beckley of America, who we heard back at number 40 with Lonely People. And while Fogelberg usually overdubbed his own voice countless times as his own background vocalist, the track we are playing today features On High Harmony, that amazing voice that we heard last week singing with David Crosby and several months ago on Dr. My Eyes by Jackson Browne, Graham Nash.
I have these moments of steady and strong.
and you see your mistakes and you wish someone would buy your confession. The days miss their mark and the night gets so dark and some kind of message comes through to you. Some kind of message shoots through and it says to you, love when you can, cry when you have to, feel you must, that's a part of the plan. Await your arrival, simple survival.
From way downtown, that was Dan Fogelberg from his top 20 breakthrough album Souvenirs and Part of the Plan, which hit number 31, but should have made it all the way up to number
all
3.
Universe Top 40.
Number 2.
Now we are up to number 2, which means that we are going to play a selection that we believe should have gone to number 1. It is by the three-man rock act that never quite got their career pointed in the right direction, the Arrows. Back in 1974, bassist and vocalist Alan Merrill joined forces with guitarist Jake Hooker and drummer Paul Varley to form a glam band. Their first manager had previously worked with The Who, and based upon an early logo used by The Who that had arrows in it, named the new group The Arrows. With Mickey Most producing, the group was signed to Rak Records in England and Private Stock in the United States. But a dispute arose with their management, and even though they had a number 8 British hit right out of the gate and a weekly television series in England, they went for a lengthy time with nothing being released. With their momentum halted, their chart fortunes in England suffered. They appeared on Don Kirshner's Rock Concert TV show in the U.S. in 1975, but their single, Touch Too Much, on the Private Stock label did not make the top 40 of any of the three major American charts. One day, Alan Merrill was listening to the radio and happened to hear the single, It's Only Rock and Roll, by the band we just heard at number 4, the Rolling Stones. While Alan had always been a fan of the Rolling Stones and would later even work with Rolling Stone Bill Wyman in the studio, Alan was devastated to hear one of his favorite groups saying, quote, I know it's only rock and roll, but I like it, close quote. Alan's knee-jerk response was to let everyone know how he felt about rock and roll.
I saw her dancing there by the record machine. I knew she must have been about 17. The beat was going strong, playing my favorite song. And I could tell it wouldn't be long till she was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long till she was with me, yeah, me. Got up and asked for her name. That don't matter, she said, cause it's all the same. I said, can I take you home where we can't be alone? Next we were moving on and she was with me, yeah, me. Next we were moving on and she was with me, yeah, me.
Thank you.
moving on, and she was with me, yeah, me. And we were moving on and singing that same old song, yeah, with me, singing.
I love rock and roll, so put another down in the jukebox, baby. I love rock and roll, so come and take your time and dance with me. I love rock and roll, so put another down in the jukebox, baby. I love rock and roll, so come and take your time and dance with me. I love rock and roll, so put another down in the jukebox, baby. I love rock and roll, so come and take your time and dance with me. I love rock and roll, so put another down in the jukebox, baby. I love rock and roll, so come and take your time and dance with me.
At number two, with a single that should have reached number one, those were The Arrows and the original version of I Love Rock and Roll, featuring the lead vocals of Alan Merrill, who sadly passed away last week in New York from complications of COVID-19. Now we are up to our Hall of Perfection track at number one. It was a song that came bursting over the airwaves back in 1982, hitting number one and staying at the top spot for an amazing 7-week run. It was certainly a triumph for a vocalist who had endured the ups and downs of a promising career, followed by a fall from grace, all before that bombastic guitarist and vocalist reached the age of 21. James and Dorothy Larkin, who lived in a suburb of Philadelphia, gave birth to a daughter, Joan, on September 22, 1958. By the time their daughter was 9, they moved to Rockville, Maryland, where their musical child took to the guitar, but quit her lessons because she hated the folk songs the instructor insisted that she play. The following year, the family moved to Los Angeles County, and the underaged Miss Larkin began hanging out at a famous West Coast club, Rodney Bingenheimer's English Disco. With the beginnings of a glam scene developing around Bingenheimer's, Joan Larkin and her friends put together an all-girl band that had all sorts of promise when they started. But despite a quick success in Japan, the group suffered from management inconsistencies and inner turmoil. While touring in England, though, the young Miss Larkin heard Alan Merrill's anthem on British TV and felt that she could make it a worldwide hit. After her band, The Runaways, broke up, she indeed put that failed record by The Arrows all over the airwaves as the leader of her new band and using her mother's maiden name as her last name.
I saw him dancing there by the record machine. I knew he must have been about 17. He was strong, playing my favorite song, and I could tell it would be long that he was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it would be long that he was with me, yeah, me. It's all the same. So can I take you home where we can be alone? Next we're moving on. He was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on. He was with me, yeah, me.
I love rock and roll, so put another dime in the jukebox, baby. I love rock and roll, so come and take your time and dance with me. I love rock and roll, so put another dime in the jukebox, baby. I love rock and roll, so come and take your time and dance with me.
with our Hall of Perfection track at number one. That was Joan Larkin, better known to the world as Joan Jett, along with the Blackhearts and their version of Alan Merrill's anthem, I Love Rock and Roll, which was released on Neil Bogart's Boardwalk label and had a 7-week run at number one. Well, that's all we have for today. Please be sure to join us next week for another installment of Alt Universe Top 40. In the meantime, to check out our older episodes, simply download the Mixcloud app and follow Alt Universe Top 40. Also, you can follow the links on our website at www.altuniversetop40.com. As we mentioned before, we would love to hear from you. Please send your questions, comments, or reception reports to us in an email addressed to john@altuniversetop40.com. For our website and email addresses, those are all lowercase and 40 is a number. Until we meet again, keep making those good-hearted changes that time and taste demand, and keep on smiling through the static.